1, 2, 3.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning and happy Easter to all of you. We want to welcome you to the Paul Parent Garden Club and hope that you're able to have a great day with your family, enjoying them, your friends, family, and just sit back, relax. This is a great day to just enjoy the family and the weather. Think about the garden another day. Maybe you could take a tour and see what's happening. Hopefully you've had some colorful trees, a few shrubs that are blooming early, some bulbs showing a little bit of color. But it's a day just to sit back, relax, your friends, your family, and listen to radio. We'll try and give you some great gardening tips, give you some ideas on how to care for the plants that you have purchased or were given for the holidays. And if you're not quite sure, give us a call and we'll tell you which are hardy, which plants are not, and how to get them to last a lot longer. Because there are some tricks to keep your holiday plants in the blooming cycle a lot longer. And cut flowers, how to take care of those so they will have some extended life. Number one secret, temperature. The warmer the room where you keep a potted plant or a vase full of cut flowers, the faster they come into color and the shorter a time period that they will actually bloom. So if you have some lilies and there's only one bloom on them, keep them warm and the others will mature quicker and you'll have more color. But if you have some tulips and they're bright red or the colors are beginning to really get shiny, then keep them cool and keep them away from the sun, because the sun will really speed up that process. Hopefully you are able to choose tulips that still had a dusty appearance to them, telling you that they were not quite open, not really open at this point. The dustiness will fade to a brighter and a shinier appearance, and that will extend the season. So anytime you have a potted plant, anytime you have cut flowers, keep them on the cool side as much as possible. When you add water to your potted plants, water with cold water, and make sure, probably one of the most important things, is you're receiving them wrapped in either a tin foil or in a plastic sleeve. When you water, remove the plastic decoration, the tin foil paper around the pot. Put them in a sink, give them a good drink, give them a chance to drain properly, and then cover them up again to make them look festive. But never fill it full of water and let them sit in that situation, because the root system will quickly deteriorate, begin to rot, and your plant will fall apart. So never let them sit in a vase of water. Never. No matter what you have to do, keep them well drained. And if you have beautiful cut flowers and your house is kept warm, when you need to add water to the vase, add some ice cubes in place. It will cool down the water. When it cools down the water, it slows down the maturing of the bloom. So get in the habit. Every morning, instead of adding some water, grab a handful of ice cubes. Pop them right into the arrangement, and it will slow it down. Kind of a little mini refrigerator you have created with the liquids in your vase. So, there's a few things for you. Well, one other. On your Easter lilies, as they come into bloom and the flower opens, the little yellow pollen sacs that will be, I mean, they look gorgeous in the lily. But as they mature, their job is to release a yellow powder all over the flower to sterilize to fertilize the plant and to help it make seeds. You don't want it to make seeds. So what you can do is, as the blossom opens, remove the yellow pollen sacs from your beautiful white lilies. They'll stay cleaner because they won't be covered with a yellow dust. And it will extend the blooming of your Easter lily by 2 days of each blossom. Because now the plant is not working for the purpose of making seed. Remove the pollen sac, better looking, longer lasting. And yes, all of your lilies are winter hardy. So enjoy them. As the flowers begin to fade, cut the bloom, remove it from the plant, and then keep it actively growing on your windowsill, where in time the weather will get really warm. By the middle of May, you can replant your Easter lily. And there is a very, very good chance that you could get a second bloom in the late summer. The normal flowering time is during July, August. They have been...
SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Five former New Orleans police officers have been sentenced to prison terms ranging from 6 to 65 years for their roles in the deadly shootings of unarmed residents on a bridge.
It's not like growing a poinsettia. Easter lilies have their own season, and every year it's different because Easter falls on a different day every single year. So depending on if Easter is early or Easter is late, then they have to be grown in the greenhouse. And some years, Easter lilies are actually growing under the benches where your poinsettias are growing in that greenhouse. So they are a very unique plant. They are a very difficult plant to take care of and to target a particular day. While a poinsettia, for example, at Christmas, can be in bloom for 3 weeks before the holiday and bloom 3-4 weeks after. An Easter lily has a small window. And again, because they bloom for the holiday, which varies according to the calendar year, it is a little bit more difficult to get them to bloom when you want them to. But the florists know how to do it. It's something that they have done for years and years. And that way you should enjoy them. And there's a lot of newer varieties, some great oriental hybrid lilies. Wonderful colors, whites with yellow throats and centers, pink, red, and the fragrance is also incredible. And again, those are all winter hardy for where you live. Just remove the flowers as they fade, clean them up, feed them with a liquid food, whatever you have in your home, Miracle-Gro, Blooming and Rooting, every couple of weeks. And then when you plant them in the garden, remove them from the pot and set your Easter lilies or your Oriental lilies in the ground about 6 inches deeper.
You can have a beautiful lawn and be kind to the environment too. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. A few simple changes in your lawn care practices, like using Milorganite Goof-Proof Organic Fertilizer, can result in a carpet of green, safe for your kids and pets. Proper fertilization can improve your lawn's health and greatly reduce weed problems. Milorganite's organic nitrogen is slow release and won't damage your grass when hot, dry weather arrives. Use Milorganite for better results naturally. Available where garden supplies are sold.
You've changed your light bulbs. You recycle aluminum cans. Maybe you drive a fuel-efficient car. You're doing your part to make a better future. But what about the problems you're facing right now, like pests, weeds, and diseases? Use Natria instead, the line of alternative solutions using naturally derived, non-synthetic active ingredients to effectively protect your home, lawn, and garden. Problem solved. Natria, from Bayer Advanced. Pest, weed, and disease control that fits your life. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Your lovely tree, attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus, it provides slow-release feeding all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula and your tree is protected. For stronger and more beautiful trees. We don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Bugs and weeds get you down this year? How would you like to save on the products to do the job right the first time? They're just generic. Look for Fertilome Killzall to replace Roundup. Twice as strong and half the price. Fertilome Systemic Insect Drench replaces Bayer Tree and Shrub. Half the price and a big savings. And over the top to control grasses in your planting bed. Go to www.fertilome.com. That's FERTILOME.com for a dealer near you.
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated, grass-fed whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing, eliminate the craving for sweets or carbohydrates, better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the normalization of blood sugar, the elimination of heavy metals and drugs, and they've reported the elimination of pain and the alleviation of constipation after 3 months on One World Whey. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk food. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old and is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. To learn how to feel and look younger or to sculpt your body the way you want it to be, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
BeProvisionBePrepared.com is making deals in April because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. BeProvisionBePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. What's on sale? Now through April 30th, save 28% on a freeze-dried garden vegetable combo, which includes peas, corn, beans, cauliflower, celery, and onions. Save 33% on the Katadyn Hiker microfilter. New instant white rice as low as $8.49 and a 72-hour MRE food and water supply, a $72 value for only $49.99 and much more at BePrepared.com. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. Hurry, the BePrepared.com April sale ends April 30th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at Biomat.com, spelled Biomat.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit Biomat.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Well, good morning and happy Easter to all of you joining us this morning. Our phone number is toll free, 855-660-4261. And as you prepare for Easter services and Easter dinner with the family, if you have a question, give us a call. We'll try and work with you to get you motivated and to help you take care of your plants and prepare for the season. It's time. You know, it's we're almost to the middle of the month, April 8th, and there are things that we can be doing. The one thing that we should all be doing at this time of the year is getting some color by the door that we come in and out of the house on a regular basis. And pansies, Johnny Jump Ups, violas, those are the big three. They like the cold. If it temperatures should dip down to below freezing, they're just going to sit there and laugh. They don't like the heat, but boy, they can really tolerate the cold. And I've seen them covered with snow before. We've pulled them out of the snow, shaken them free. And they've done very, very well. So they're tough plants, and there's nothing prettier than that big face looking you in the eye first thing in the morning as you walk out the door, headed out to work, and see that face smiling and saying, "Good morning, it's going to be a great day." So start off with a smile, and maybe you could even pick up a box of pansies to give to fans, friends or family members, to help them feel like spring has arrived. Again, our phone number, 855-660-4261. We talked a little bit about lilies and how to care for them. Lilies are very unique. And if you get our weekly newsletter, I did the newsletter this week on the top 10 potted Easter plants. And the lily is number one. But the reason that we plant your Easter lily so deep. And what you're going to do is remove it from the pot, dig a hole so that you're making the hole 6 inches deeper when you plant, because your Easter lily has the capability of making 2 root systems. One root system underneath the bulb, and that gets all the nutrients and the water that the bulb needs to grow and divide to give you a double stem next year. Then that 6 inches above the ground, a second root system will form. And that second root system is there to hold the stem straight up in the air. It's support. And not many plants have that quality. But they have a double root, one for survival and one for strength, to hold it up nice and straight so if it gets windy, it's not going to knock over as easy. So make sure you plant them deep. Now, all of your other bulbs, tulips, daffodils, crocuses, they want to be planted a little deeper also, but not that much. Crocuses in your small bulbs, about 2 inches deeper than the top of the soil in your pot. Your tulips, about 3 inches deeper. And your daffodils, about 4 inches deeper than the top of the soil in your container. Don't break them up. Dig a hole. Remove them from the pot as a one-piece unit. And then plant. Add some compost at the time of planting. It will really help that plant to get well established. Does make a great difference in the quality of next year's plant. And as the flowers fade on all these bulbs, remove the faded flowers. It does help to preserve energy and feed them with a liquid plant food.
Soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
If you are a sales professional and you love to help people and make money, stop everything and listen to me now. InspectorAudit.com is hiring brokers nationwide. InspectorAudit.com is the primary source for exposing all loan-related bank and servicing fraud. If you're passionate, driven to succeed, and you want to earn real money, then we want you. Call InspectorAudit.com right now at 855-552-9932. InspectorAudit.com, 855-552-9932. Commissions paid daily. We're
the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information, 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Has your garden soil had a checkup lately? Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your garden this year, maximize your soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. For maximum yields, start with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Good morning and happy Easter to all of you. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Give us a call and we'll work together to start off a great gardening season. Tom, happy Easter to you.
Happy Easter to you, Paul.
And I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful day.
Oh, it can't get any better than it already is.
Wonderful. Are we ready to do a little gardening?
We sure are.
Who do we have up first, Tom?
First up, we've got Pat from New Hampshire with a question about hibiscus.
Pat, good morning and happy Easter to you and your family.
Oh, thank you. Same to you, Paul. I bought a hibiscus plant in the fall, and I planted it, as you say, by my door where people come in and go out. And it has like 2 foot, 3 foot branches on it with the old blossoms. Should I cut it back, or will it grow into that? I don't know what to do with it. I never had one before.
Okay, this is the rose mallow, the perennial hibiscus?
Yes.
Yeah, what you want to do is cut that down to about 3 inches.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, because those stems have all died. And rose, it's also called rose mallow or perennial hibiscus. And it's a plant that at times can be very frustrating, but once it begins, watch out. Most of your perennials will be up, they'll be growing, you'll be looking at this and they'll look like nothing but the sticks that you've pruned. and you say to yourself, well, maybe it died. And the second you do, all of a sudden the shoots begin to come out of the ground, and then they grow very, very quickly. And rosemallow, from the time they sprout, which is going to be, I'm going to say, the middle to the end of May. That's how late they do come out. But once they begin to emerge from the ground, they grow quickly, and it's not uncommon for them to grow to be a minimum of 4 feet tall, up to 6 feet if you feed them on a regular basis. So they're a wonderful plant, and I have half a dozen plants, maybe more now, because I did plant some in the fall. But they will produce a hibiscus flower as big as dinner plates when they first get started. They get smaller during the season, but the first few come out, and when the flower opens, if you take your hand and you spread your fingers as far as you can and put it in front of the flower, you can still see the bloom. That's how big they are. But they are perennial. They die right down to the ground. So clip all that dead wood within 2 to 3 inches. Feed them with a granular fertilizer now to wake them up. Something like Flower Tone made by Espoma or Dr. Earth Flower Food with probiotics to get them motivated. And believe me, by the middle of May, you'll see signs happening, and by the time you get to July, you will be in for a treat that will last you right up until frost. White, pink, red, bicolors, and they also have a variety that has red foliage with red flowers. So if you want something unique, something that's going to get big, look for rose mallow at a garden center near you. Again, right now, they look like nothing but sticks, and they looked like that for a long time, but they are wonderful and one of the best summer blooming perennials that you can find. Hummingbirds, butterflies, they'll go crazy for them. Thank you, Pat, and you have a great Easter. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Joe from Maine with a question about barren root.
Hey, Joe, good morning. How can we help you this morning, and happy Easter.
Happy Easter to you and your family, Paul.
Thank you.
I have a question. I've ordered some hybrid poplars from a seed catalog that'll be arriving this week. And what is the best way to prepare those for planting? And then also, when I do plant them, what should I do?
Okay. The first thing that you want to do is they've been in storage all winter. They were dug last fall and put in bunches and put into a ball of wet sphagnum peat moss and put into a cooler to keep them from staying good. Then they'll be wrapped in a waxy type paper, sent out UPS. And then what you want to do when you receive it is fill a bucket with warm water. Unwrap them, and then take that sphagnum moss and just dump it in the water. Now, I want you to take a pair of hand pruners and cut back the tip of every single root on your plant. And that way you get a nice, clean opening so that the dormant root can pull moisture into it. Set it in the bucket overnight, and that will give the plant time to rehydrate, and it can pull all the moisture that it wants out of the bucket. That way, when you plant it, it doesn't have to pull the moisture out of the soil. That's going to be more difficult than getting it out of a bucket of warm water. So 24 hours in a bucket of water. Now, when you plant it, you should be able to see on the stem a stain mark where the original soil line was, and you want to plant it to that same level. Now, the better you prepare the soil, the better your plants are going to do. And the one element that really makes a difference, when, especially for a bare root plant. So the plant that you're getting has no soil. It has sphagnum moss on it. Dig your hole. Add some animal manure. Add some compost. If your soil is on the sandy side, get some soil moist granules just to help retain the moisture, because that first year is really critical that it stays wet. So blend all that in, you know, to a depth of 15, 18 inches. Set your plants in. And then if you can add mycorrhiza. Now, you can buy mycorrhiza as a liquid made by a company called Thrive. That's the name of the product. T-H-R-I-V-E. And the name of the company is Alpha Bioscience. And all the garden centers now carry this. Liquid mycorrhiza will stimulate the root system, and in 30 to 60 days, that plant will double the size of the root system on that plant. It's incredible stuff. And water as needed. I would say every 2 or 3 days, give them a real good soaking, and you should be all set. But keep watering all summer. And if all the predictions are right, it's going to be a hot one. So if it gets hot, you should water that plant a couple times a week. Doesn't have to be done every day, but a couple times a week. If you want to hit it with the liquid mycorrhiza, the plant Thrive, then hit that once a month to really get that plant well established. And then you'll have beautiful popular by the end of the year. And it's not uncommon to have a foot of new growth in that first season. Don't panic if you don't, but you should be able to get close to a foot of new growth, no problem at all. And again, have a nice Easter Sunday. Tom, who's up next?
Next, we've got Pat from Maine with a question about pine trees.
Pat, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club, and happy Easter to you and your family.
Oh, happy Easter to you, Paul. My pine tree, the needles are turning yellow, and I'm sure they're going to fall. I understand there's a pine tree virus. Is there anything you can do about it?
Is the whole tree yellow?
No, maybe the bottom third of it.
Okay, and how old is the pine tree?
Has a circumference of 110 inches.
Wow, it's a big plant.
Yep.
Well, I don't think it would be the virus more than age, because normally a fungus will attack the new growth, the tips of your branches, where the needles are the most succulent, where they are new and they're tender. They don't want tough, old needles. So what I'd like to see you do is get some Holytone plant food. And Holytone has everything in it that that tree will need to prosper. 100-foot-tall tree, you're not going to be able to spray it properly. So I think if you can feed it, and when we get into July and August, if you see that it does get hot and dry, then set your sprinkler underneath it and give it a good drink of water. Let it run for a good hour. And if you could do that every couple of weeks during July and August, just to help put some moisture into the plant and to dissolve the food that you're going to be applying, it will make a difference. Now, the best way to apply the fertilizer is you apply it on the drip line. So you take the food, get a crowbar, and you walk under the tip of the branches. Look straight up in the air so that the tip of the branches is right overhead. Jam the crowbar, make a hole about 6 inches deep, and put a half a handful in that hole. Then take a step about 3 feet, make another hole, and you're going to go all the way around your tree. Now you need 1 pound per inch of diameter. So I'm going to guess that tree is going to be around 25 to 30 inches in diameter. So you're going to need about 25 or 30 pounds of Holytone fertilizer. And if you could do that, so you make your first circle, come in 3 feet, make another circle. If you have some left, make a third circle of holes with the food. Put the sprinkler on for a good hour to help dissolve the product. It will work its way down to the root, and it will improve the color and the health of your plant. Thank you. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Now you can effectively treat the diseases in your lawn, the flower and vegetable garden, fruits and more, without worrying about the safety of your family and pets. Look for organic Serenade disease control products. Serenade is being used by organic farmers across the country. Golf course managers want healthy turf with less chemicals that can be a problem to golfers. Organic Serenade will take care of black spot on tomatoes, powdery mildew on roses, and scab on apples. That's Serenade.
Have you ever grown vegetables in a container? Not too exciting, was it? Now try the EarthBox. The EarthBox is a patented system for growing plants. This container will revolutionize your ideas of container gardening. The EarthBox comes with an optional staking system for tall growing plants and vines. Unlike other containers, the EarthBox comes with a mulch cover, fertilizer band, aeration screen, water reservoir, and is portable because it has wheels. The EarthBox.
Hello, this is Scott for Scott's Lawn Pro 4-Step Program. You know, my wise old Uncle Angus always said that without great struggle and mental anguish, there can be no great reward. Well, clearly he never knew about this 4-Step Program from Scott's, as in 4 simple steps to your best lawn ever. Scott's has taken all the confusion and guesswork out of lawn care. Each package is clearly marked with what to apply, when to do so, even in what order. It's a no-brainer, lads. And each step is formulated to provide your grass with the right type of food or weed control at just the right time. So your efforts are rewarded with a lawn that not only looks fantastic, but can also better defend itself from future problems. Get started with Scott's 4-Step Program this weekend. And remember, it's only available at your nearest independent hardware store or garden centre. To learn more, go to scotts.com. Feed your lawn. Feed it.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop.
Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We all know the importance of having storable foods, but what about when the food runs out? What then? For real food independence, you need a supply of non-hybrid seeds. Introducing the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Survival Seed Vault is sealed for freshness and includes 20 varieties of easy-to-grow non-hybrid seeds for only $37.95. For less than $40, you've got real food independence. And the Survival Seed Vault includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions. Imagine the barter power you'll have when the food supply does collapse. Right now, save $9 instantly when you buy three or more Survival Seed Vaults from MyPatriotSupply.com. Same day shipping on all orders, plus free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness products at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Well, good morning and happy Easter to all of you. You know, this is the time that we can start planting a new lawn. And, you know, all of the predictions are looking to be a hot and dry summer. So when you're at your local nursery, keep this into consideration that you might want to find a drought type grass seed, especially if you're in the full sun. Boneyde has a new turf grass called DuraTurf, and it's the best varieties available today, and it is designed for high traffic and heat and drought because of the deep root system that the plant does make. And that means the less watering for you, it will save you money on your water bill and better withstand the heat of summer. So visit your local garden center and ask them for the DuraTurf heat grass seed. Long roots, less water, start it correctly with some starter fertilizer, and it will pay off. A lot of us wait until May. Let's begin now and get some high heat drought tolerant grass seed, and you can find it at any of your local garden centers made by Boneyde. Okay, Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Ted from Maine with a question about Easter.
Hey, Ted, good morning and happy Easter to you and your family.
Well, you too. Thank you, Paul. I just wanted to mention, I ordered some food to Green Giants. I mentioned it weeks ago on a call, be prior call, and they arrived. I was just trying to reach them by UPS, their telephone number, to see if I could find out the UPS tracking number, and lo and behold, right when I was making the call, the truck pulls into the drive, and they're all out right here. And I packed them in the garage, and today I'm going to unpack them and get them in the sunlight or whatever. And but I wanted to just wish you, the main reason I'm calling is Easter Sunday, I wanted to wish you, you and your family and everybody else out there, all the best. So as you really guide and help us as we tend and keep and care all the green things that our Savior has given to us in His kingdom on earth, as we tend it on earth as best we can. That's all I'm going to say. And thanks,
well, thank you. We really appreciate that, and I hope you enjoy your plants. Now, we had talked a little bit earlier about what to do with these plants, and it's important that you unwrap them, put them into some light, give them a good drink of water, and let them soak overnight in that moisture and a little bit of pruning of the ends of your roots, because they've been dormant unless they're already in soil. And Thuga is arborvitae, and it's a great plant. It's a plant that will grow tall, nice and columnar, stays green all year. And if you've got the variety called Green Giant, they're faster than your traditional arborvitaes, and it'll get big. But put them in a sunny location, Ted, someplace where they'll get the most sun. If they will grow in the partial shade, but they don't grow as dense or as thick. And what happens is they tend to stretch for the light due to the shade. And when the plant stretches, reaching for the sunlight, the structure of the plant is not as tough. And if we get a heavy, wet snow, there's more of a tendency for the plant to become broken with the weight of the snow. Lots of sun, add plenty of compost, animal manure at the time of planting, and if you can pick up some of the mycorrhizae, the plant thrive, and put that in the hole at the time of planting, it will stimulate that root system to get it growing and give you a good head start. If any of you are planning to do some landscaping, get started early this year. We've had a mild winter, and they are predicting a hot summer. So if we can get everything planted early, then you're going to get a jump on the season. It'll be a lot less work for you. Now, I'm not saying plant in patience today, but the plants that are ready, trees and shrubs, if you're out and you're buying an Easter lily or a pot of tulips and you see a magnolia, maybe a good project for next weekend, or a dogwood, think spring.